that kind of way. But
sunny Las Vegas, Nevada.
Damn, I want it.
America's entertainment capital.
Steve Sanchez, conservative talk show host.
I've been waiting for this night to come. Get up. Now it's time for me to take my place. The makeup running down my face.
Broadcasting from his undisclosed bunker studios, the dawn of Las Vegas, Steve Sanchez.
And I say welcome to the show.
Sanchez, 101.5 FM, 7:20 AM, KDON, the talk of Las Vegas, Wednesday edition of the show. Glad to be with you. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the program. We've already got calls on hold even before the show starts. So we've got a lot to talk about, and I've got a good feeling. I've got a hunch, as they used to say, that many of these calls on hold want to talk about the absolute disgrace over not only the DNC convention that we'll be covering at the bottom of the hour, but Goodyear tires and the stance that they've decided to make regarding Black Lives Matter, but saying the hell to Blue Lives Matter. Goodyear. And I went out and I looked at my car. And I wanted to make sure I didn't have any Goodyear tires on my vehicle or my wife's vehicle. And we do not. I'm a Michelin guy. But Goodyear, and you know Goodyear, look, I mean, let's be honest, Goodyear makes a pretty good tire. In fact, President Trump has Goodyears on the beast, which he's ready to change out, by the way. And you're probably thinking, what are you talking about, Goodyear? Why is the president upset about Goodyear tires? What are you talking about, Steve Sanchez? I'm talking about Goodyear allowing employees to, well, promote and encourage one side of a coin, but yet decide that another side of a coin is unacceptable. Here's where we're at. Now, apparently there was a Goodyear training that went on at their corporate headquarters in Akron, Ohio. And of course, in Topeka, Kansas, everybody's doing these Zoom things now. So the training was a zero tolerance policy training. And in this training, one of the slides that was labeled zero tolerance was kind of like the Ben Franklin T-chart. Remember the Ben Franklin T-chart we all learned about? Here's the pros, here's the cons. Well, one side of this zero tolerance slide showed what was acceptable, and the other side showed what was unacceptable in terms of Goodyear employees. The acceptable part of this was Black Lives Matter, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender pride, and the unacceptable slide was, here it comes, Blue Lives Matter, All Lives Matter, any MAGA attire, and political affiliated slogans or material. So what Goodyear said to, well, 65 million people in this country that voted for Donald Trump in 2016, what they said is, go screw yourself. We don't want you. We don't like you. We don't need you. Now, I'm not one regarding boycotts. Never been a boycott guy. You guys have known this. I've talked about this for years. You know, when Starbucks was pulling this and that, I never really, at least at that time, thought that boycotts really do any good. But based on where we're at today, based on the absolute attack on conservatives, based on the attack on patriots, based on the attack on Trump supporters, I agree with President Trump. Boycott the hell out of Goodyear. Now, Goodyear, I guess, didn't think that there would be such a negative reaction. I think Goodyear thought, well, you know what? It's kind of the social trend now to basically throw Blue Lives Matter under the bus and throw patriots under the bus and really anybody that's pro-conservative under the bus. And it's acceptable today to say that just Black Lives Matter. Well, guess what? Goodyear now came back and said, whoa, hold on a minute. Let me explain myself here. Let me explain what's really going on here. And they came out and said, this was not our intent. Of course we accept this, that. No, you don't. No, you don't. Because you wouldn't have come out to say the opposite when you went over and above to make sure that this slide was part of your employee training. And I hope the American public decides tonight to send Goodyear a big flip of the bird. I'm sorry, I have to say that. I'm not usually that way. But it's about time that as conservatives in this country, Christians in this country, blue lives in this country, all lives in this country, start saying, you know what? Enough is enough. We're going to show you, Goodyear, just how powerful we are. And we're talking a lot of truck drivers put Goodyear tires on their big diesel trucks. I mean, a lot of people that have big trucks, you know, Dodge Ram 1500s and you know, big GMC Denalis and the list goes on and on. Use Goodyear. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I've had Goodyear tires many a times on my Corvette. So the truth of the matter is, it's time to say, screw you, Goodyear. If you basically are saying, screw us, no, 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 no. There are too many tire choices out in America today that are much better, by the way, than Goodyear. And we're not going to tolerate this anymore. We're not going to allow this anymore. This is unacceptable. So really, in essence, Goodyear just don't like cops. Goodyear tires. I mean, what do you want me to say? When they find it's not acceptable for one of their employees to wear a Blue Lives Matter t-shirt, but it's okay for a Black Lives Matter t-shirt, or you can't wear an All Lives Matter t-shirt, you know what that tells me? You know what that tells me from a Goodyear corporate perspective? Is Goodyear corporate could care two craps less about anybody else except being part of this social justice, systemic racism trend, which is the biggest fraud perpetrated on the American public. I'm opening up the phone lines because I want you to weigh in on the program. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the conversation. Let me ask you a question, friends. Should we boycott Goodyear? Are you going to boycott Goodyear? Are you going to flood Goodyear corporate office with your phone calls and your emails? Are you going to go to the Goodyear Twitter page and let them know how angry you are? Are you going to go to the Goodyear Instagram page, the Goodyear Facebook page, and let them know how angry you are for them having a blatant disrespect for blue lives, all lives, MAGA supporters, etc.? It's funny that Goodyear all of a sudden is just trying to update their statement. Oh, yesterday, this is from their Twitter page. Yesterday, Goodyear became the focus of conversation that created some misconceptions about our policies and our company. Goodyear has always wholeheartedly supported both equality and law enforcement and will continue to do so. Go pound sand, Goodyear, because you got caught. And now you're trying to save your derriere. Nope, friends, I'm not doing business with Goodyear anymore. You can do it if you want to, but it's about time we hit these companies in the pocketbook. That's where they need to be hit. What do you think about this, friends? What do you think about Goodyear blatantly telling you that they don't care about you? They're going to succumb to the social trends of what the leftist movement is telling them they should succumb to. Producer Nate, do I have time to get a couple calls before break? All right, one call. Okay, so we're going to go up first tonight with our first call. I called even before the show started, and I appreciate that. That's L. L, you're up first tonight. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Steve. God bless you, man.
Thank you, sir.
I'm going to tell you right now. what you've done with a higher power, Wall Street, my interests, America's interests. Let me tell you something. I just want to praise you, and I'm going to say something right now. When I went on the job after Vietnam, 1968, NYPD, I call on all 1013 club members in Vegas listening to this show, never buy another Goodyear tire. Now, let's be calm about it. Take America back. We did. Keep America, just like the president has done. Any liberal listening now, I'm a high school grad. I'm worth 1.3 mil. I trade stocks on Wall Street. I gave my life to this country, retired 32 years. I listened for 1 year to Steve. Now I'm going to shut up. Steve, take it over for the next 2 hours.
Al, I appreciate that. And what a way to start off the show tonight from someone that has served his country proudly in the military and then a actual blue live out of one of the best police departments in the country, NYPD. Come on, let's be honest. You know, I mean, what the NYPD have to face and have faced is nothing short of almost a military situation, because New York is a pretty tough customer. And just imagine if you could recall on 9/11, back on that fateful day, September 11, 2001. That's my wedding anniversary, by the way. My wife and I were just getting ready to bounce out of town. And she comes running in to the bathroom and says, "Steve, my God, there was a plane crash into the World Trade Center." And I said, "What are you talking about?" And we're looking in horror because no one knew. We didn't know. And all of a sudden, as we're looking live, here comes another plane into the second tower. And I told my wife, "We're at war." And we've been ever since. It's not only a war with the radical Islamization, the Islamic global caliphate, that's still around, by the way, which is very quiet and patient, but with a deep state, which many don't believe exists, but what can you do with IQs minus 11? So this is what we've been dealing with all these years. And it sickens me when blue lives get thrown under the bus. When I remember watching, like all of you did, most of you did, on that day when people were running out of the buildings, cops and firefighters were running in. And if that's not enough for Goodyear, Goodyear can go straight to hell. This is Steve Sanchez. We'll be right back.
Breaking talk for a nation on the brink. You're experiencing Steve Sanchez.
Welcome back to the program. Steve Sanchez with you on this Wednesday edition of the show. If you're just joining us, we've been talking about what is absolutely unacceptable from Goodyear Corporation, of course, the makers of Goodyear Tire. And we've been discussing their zero tolerance policy that they included in their training in their corporate office. Now, just picture this, a slide, okay, on a PowerPoint. It states zero tolerance, but it's broken up into like a Ben Franklin T-chart. Remember the Franklin T-chart? Here's the pros, here's the cons. So what they're talking about on this slide per Goodyear is acceptable notions and unacceptable notions for their employees in terms of what attire and slogans and things that they can wear as being an employee. Now, they said acceptable was Black Lives Matter or anything LGBT. On the unacceptable slide or section, it's Blue Lives Matter, All Lives Matter, any MAGA attire or any political affiliated slogans or material. So what Goodyear said is Black Lives Matter and the LGBT count, but cops do not, all other lives do not, and certainly Make America Great Again Trump supporters do not. So Donald Trump, of course, reacted to Goodyear, which he should. I'm glad he did. That's why I'm talking about it. He tweeted that we should not buy Goodyear tires. He said they announced a ban on MAGA hats. Get better tires for less. This is what the radical left Democrats do. Two can play the same game, and we have to start playing it now. I agree with him. And I've never been one for boycotts. You know that. You've heard me say that more and more and more and more. But when it starts going into boycotting or making less acceptable our cops and all lives, I have a problem with that. I have a problem with that. And I'm going to speak up on that. And you should have a problem with that. So I agree. I believe there should be a boycott on Goodyear tires. We should send a message, a strong one, to Goodyear and say, sorry, we'll accept your apology, but we really know what you said. We really know how you feel. And now you're going to feel how we feel. And that means you're going to get hit in the pocketbook. We are not going to buy your Goodyear crap any longer. And we're going to teach you a lesson. Wouldn't you agree, friends? This is the right time to actually now start doing this, to teach lessons. Because if you think liberals are more buyers of Goodyear tires than conservatives, put the crack pipe down. Let's just remember how the left came against Goya. And well, I'll just leave it right there. We can do the same when it comes to Goodyear, because the left are not going to go out and start buying all kinds of Goodyear tires, because typically that is not the demographic. And Goodyear thinks that they can get away with this. My question to you is, can they? Should you boycott? Should you email? Should you make phone calls? Should you go on their social media pages and let them know the utter disgust you have? 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the program. Kelly, you're next. Welcome to the program. Kelly, are you with me? Kelly went to go feed their belly. Sorry, what do you want me to say? I mean, I don't tolerate I'm very impatient when it comes to these things. 702-257-5396. Do I have time for another call, Producer Nate? Okay, let's go ahead and keep the calls on hold. We'll jump to you on the other side when we get back from this break. We're talking about Goodyear. So think about this. Calls on hold. I'm going to come right back to you. This was a short segment. So think about this. Goodyear making this statement. Goodyear basically telling cops, you really don't matter to us. Telling all lives, well, you don't really matter to us either. What matters to us is the social justice aspect of society. Why do we even go here? Why should we even be going here? Well, we are, and we're here, and I'm going to make a big deal about it this time. I have in the past, and I'll just let it go, whatever, you know, from other nincompoop companies that have made other stupid decisions. But if we can continue to be silent, we're complicit. We just are at this point. We're like the driver of the getaway car from the guys that are robbing the bank. And I'm just not going to be the driver of the getaway car. I'm going to speak vocally about this and let America know I am not happy. And friends, you need to let Goodyear know you are not happy. 702-257-5396. Quick break. And then when we come back, I promise the rest of the calls on hold will start getting to you. And then we'll start talking about, well, the Democratic National Convention last night. It was day two last night, and it was a crap show. No question. We'll discuss it and break it down when we return. Welcome back to the program, Wednesday edition of the show. Glad that you're hanging out. Hey, did I tell you, and I think I brought this up yesterday, but I want to remind you that there is a powerful book out there. And right now, especially with what we're dealing with Goodyear, the DNC, I think more than ever, it's important to read this book that exposes the left's attempt to stop Donald Trump. What book am I talking about? It's Blitz by David Horowitz. Now, if you caught last week on Newsmax TV, Rudy Giuliani endorsed the book. Who's David Horowitz? He's a former leftist who spent his life exposing the radicals. And in Blitz, he does just that. He reveals a secret meeting where over 100 billionaires have pledged to stop Donald Trump. That's why this is an important time for us to be prepared, equipped, and to have tools. Blitz is definitely a tool. In fact, Mike Huckabee urges everyone to read Blitz because he said if you do, there's no doubt Donald Trump will win a landslide victory. It's a New York Times, Amazon, Wall Street Journal, and USA Today bestseller. So I want you to get Blitz. It's in bookstores everywhere. Or you can check out the free offer and save $28. I'm all for saving the $28. So it's easy. Just go to blitz411.com. That's blitz411.com or call 1-800-NEWSMAX. That's 1-800-NEWSMAX. Of course, you can find Newsmax TV on all the major cable systems out there. I will be on Sean Spicer's show this Friday. So make sure you put that on your calendars. And if you want to watch Newsmax on the go like I do, it's really easy. Just download the free Newsmax TV app on your smartphone, and then you can watch anytime, anywhere, just as I do. All right, we've been discussing, if you're just joining us, if you just got in the car, you just turned on your mobile device, or you said, Alexa, play KDWN, we're talking about the stupidity of Goodyear tires. And I'm sick and tired of companies telling us what we should think, what we should believe, and trying to punish us for having a different viewpoint. What am I talking about? Well, if you haven't heard by now, Goodyear had a training in Akron, Ohio, and this was a Zoom meeting. So they had these slides, and in one of the slides, they were talking about zero tolerance, what's acceptable notions for the company, and what is unacceptable notions for the company. So if you can imagine this, vision a slide kind of like a Ben Franklin T-chart. And on the top of the slide, it says zero tolerance. On the left side of the slide, it shows that acceptable for Goodyear, for their employees, are Black Lives Matter and the LGBT. On the unacceptable side is Blue Lives Matter, All Lives Matter, MAGA attire, and political affiliated slogans or material. Now, the biggest problems I have are not even on the MAGA attire. The biggest issue I have is on the Blue Lives Matter and the All Lives Matter being unacceptable for Goodyear. Well, Goodyear, if you don't like cops and you don't like every other life, then screw you. We can buy Michelins. We can buy Pirellis. We can buy so many other tires out there that are better than Goodyear. And I am calling for a boycott. I agree with the president. In fact, the president is seriously considering removing the Goodyear tires from the beast. That's his limo, and putting on other tires. I say, Mr. President, do it. Send a message. Let these companies know that they are not in the business of social justice. They are in the business to sell goods and services to every walk of life in this country. And it's none of their damn business, even for their employees, to tell them what's acceptable and unacceptable. If Black Lives Matter and LGBT is acceptable notion for Goodyear, so should Blue Lives Matter, which is cops, and All Lives Matter, which is every other color in the crayon box. Now, of course, Goodyear's coming out saying, oh, you misunderstood. We're about equality. We support our law enforcement. That is a bullcrap apology, and not even an apology. It's a bullcrap statement probably made by some PR person, because guess what? They really feel the way they feel because they took the time to put it on their slide, to give it to their employees, and I say we tell Goodyear to go pound sand. What do you say, friends? 702-257-5396. Let's get right back to our busy calls. Mark, you're up next. Welcome to the show. Mark, are you with me? Let's do... Frustrated, I get. people don't know how to have patience. All right, let's go right back. Joe, you're next. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. But mainstreamers don't seem to get it on both sides that all these old standards of business modeling no longer apply. All the corporations, entertainment, sports, Intel, social media, they're all part of the swamp. the heads are under the swamp. The swamp is the global power that's fighting Trump, that wanted to start their global government had Clinton won. She disrupted this. This is why you see them trying to take him out from day one. Number one, he's going to prosecute them, and they know that. Number two, they're going to lose their chance to start this global government. So they start this pandemic. It's the only chance they have to win the election is by cheating and mail-in balloting. I mean, these are the kind of things that people in the mainstream, you won't hear it. They won't tell you that.
Yeah, no, I'm with you, Joe, and I don't know what that noise was, but no, I'm absolutely with you, and I appreciate you making the call. I agree. It's deep state globalist corporate types, but you know, at this point in time, and we're talking about this, my team and I, every Wednesday we have production meeting at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So we come in here, we do all our production for the week and for our clients, our sponsors, etc. And we were having this discussion regarding Facebook censorship. I have been getting censored so much, demonetized, censored, because I'm a Hispanic conservative. But I'm not the only one. Candace Owens, who has a larger platform than I, is also, in fact, she's filing a lawsuit against Facebook. So, you know, I understand that these companies are liberal at best and they have an agenda. But the American people are the people that spend their dollars. And I'm really at the point now where I used to say, screw it. No, I say boycott and teach them a lesson. It's unacceptable. It's inexcusable for these companies to blatantly say, you don't matter, but you matter. That has got to stop. That absolutely has to stop. I appreciate the call, Joe. Thank you. Let's go now to Lee. He's actually in Oregon, listening to KDWN all the way in Oregon. So, Lee, welcome to the program. Lee, are you with me?
Oh, hi. I'm here.
Okay, great. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Yeah, I was listening to your show through the internet, but I got cut off. I don't know. I couldn't get the station back, so I called the station and got put on hold, but at least I was able to listen to the station. No, I just listened to the Goodyear thing. I didn't get a lot of information clarity today on it, but it definitely clarified a lot of information for me on what's going on. I don't like what's happened. But, you know, it's just like a lot of these other companies, you know, they just, apparently they don't understand what the other half of America likes, what we appreciate, what we respect. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, they don't understand and they don't care. So you're in Oregon. Are you by any chance around the Portland area?
Well, I'm about 25 miles west of Portland, and I haven't been down to Portland, and I don't know how I stay out of there.
Yeah, I was going to ask you how everything's going out there.
Service techs don't go down there. You know, there's a lot of great restaurants there were at one time ago. You know, this is just terrible. Yeah. I don't know if we'll ever go back.
Yeah, that's a sad thing. You know, it's so chaotic. You know, what we see, obviously, Lee, is what we see on TV, but that's enough to want to keep anybody out of the city. It looks like a war zone.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And we don't hear the half of it. But, you know, after what happened to that fellow the other day, I said, you know, yeah, this is just ridiculous. And then I know one of the gentlemen who is ex-military. He had a couple of military things in the back of his brand new truck, and someone threw a rock through the back window of his truck. And this is just stupid.
No,
you know?
It is.
And as long as you let people get by with this, as long as you don't get locked up, you know, and like with all these other cities, you know, take them in, put them in, you know, confine them for a couple hours and let them back on the street to do the same thing. That's ridiculous.
No,
totally wrong.
You're exactly right, Lee. There's no consequence to these actions, and that's why they continue to do it. They get a slap on the hand. It's absolutely ridiculous. Well, I appreciate you listening to the show up in Oregon, and we hope you continue to listen to the show. But, yeah, I would stay out of Portland myself. I mean, look, you know, I'm not afraid, but who wants trouble? Who wants a rock through their window? Who wants to be approached and then assaulted? I mean, all it's going to do is create someone to assault back, and then it's a big issue. And so sometimes it's just best to stay out of harm's way, because you have got the lunatics running around in Portland, and then the lunatic government of Portland, the mayor of Portland, and many of the city council members of Portland are all socialist lunatics, and they basically think this was the summer of love, if you recall. It's the summer of love, man! Summer of love! Well, ask the man that was hospitalized and kicked in the face and the hell beat out of him and his wife if it's the summer of love. It's absolute asinine. Riots continue. Beatings continue. Killings, unfortunately, on the streets of Chicago. And Goodyear has the nerve, the audacity to basically say, yeah, what is acceptable notions on our zero tolerance policy for our employees are Black Lives Matter and the LGBT. But Blue Lives Matter, screw you. All Lives Matter, screw you. MAGA attire, screw that. Political affiliated slogans or material, screw that. And Goodyear thinks they can get away with it. And the thing is, conservatives typically do not react like liberals in this case. We talk about boycotts, but we usually don't go through with it. Why? Because we have a deeper, more class-like decorum. But you know what, friends? It's time to throw that out the window. Sometimes you have to pull that sword. Sometimes you have to use the sword. Oh, I'm wrong? We're just going to sit around and let the hell be beat out of us? And be told who we are, what we can do. Oh, you mean if I don't do this and I work for you, Goodyear, it's acceptable? Okay, what the hell's that? No. Things have to change, and the American people are the only change agents out there that can make things change. What do you think about that, friends? Do you agree? Disagree? I'd like to get your thoughts. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the program. Let's take a break. When we come back, calls on hold. I'm going right back to you. Don't go away. Tell you this, you're never taking advice from a fool, not when you're hanging out here every single night. And I'm glad that you're with me. 702-257-5396 is the call-in number. Calls on hold. Let's get right back to business. Larry, you're up next. Welcome to the show. Hey, Larry, are you with me? Isn't it something, producer Nate and Sean? Larry calls. Totally impatient, hangs up, calls again, totally impatient. Oh, my dear children, why? All right, back to the top of the screen. Let's jump over to something in the water tonight. I agree, Sean. They're not drinking real water with alkalinity and negative ions, Sean. That I can tell you is the issue. Maybe they need some real water. Let's send them some real water ASAP. All right, let's get right back to business. Buck, you're next. Welcome to the program. Yeah, I'll tell you, it is the water. Sean, it absolutely is the water. My God, let's order a couple cases and start getting them out to these calls. All right, let's get right back. Michelle, you're up next. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Steve. Yes, I'm calling about the Goodyear situation. It is upsetting, of course. Now, when we think of Goodyear, we automatically think of automobile tires, but we have to remember farm equipment, airplanes, commercial trucks, motorcycles, bicycles, and race cars. We should get NASCAR boycott, you know, the Goodyear tires for their race cars that they so heavily advertise.
Unfortunately, NASCAR, I think, has gone to the dark side with their latest ridiculousness, yeah. If you remember a couple, 3 weeks ago.
Of course, but there's always hope. Now, there is a Goodyear tire location near the Sprouts where I shop, and I'm going to walk in there, and I'm going to have a little discussion with the manager just to get it off my chest, in a firm but a nice way. Why not?
I agree. I agree. And, you know, and I know, Michelle, that, you know, this slide was meant for employees that work at Goodyear. Nevertheless, it's important for us as a community, as a country, to know that this is the corporate stance for Goodyear's employees, that one group has more of a preferential treatment than the other group. That's not acceptable across the board on any group.
Exactly. Not acceptable at all.
Yeah, yeah,
so,
I'm with you.
Yeah, let's all do our part. You know, send an email, make a call, even stand in front of a Goodyear tire location with a sign for an hour. Why not?
You know,
we
got to
move. We got to we got to do something.
Well, I'll tell you this, and I appreciate the call, Michelle. I'm up on break, but what I'll do is I'll find, you know, someone out there that wants to make some extra dough. We'll put them in the Michelin tire suit, and then we'll have them go out in front of the Goodyear shop holding a sign that says The Steve Sanchez Show. That should be pretty good. We should probably do that, huh, Producer Nate? That would be probably pretty good. Put that on social media, have it go viral, and then have Facebook censor me so I make 2 cents a day as opposed to thousands. So, you know, hey, why not? Why not? I mean, Zuckerberg, who looks like an alien, by the way, something from a Star Trek episode, is worth billions and, you know, just doesn't care about free speech, you know, period. Sad when he started this company, actually kind of ripped off the idea. But nevertheless, let's just say he started the company. And has made the company to where it is today. And in the beginning, when Facebook was barely in its start, trying to desperately compete against MySpace, telling the good people of the world that, hey, all you 96 billion is worth. Thank you, Producer Nate. 96 billion. But if you're a conservative and you like cops, you're not going to make a penny. I kid you not. I can show you what my Facebook account looks like today. I think we made 2 cents. Literally. I know. Look, I'm an open book, man. I'm transparent. I'll tell you. Absolutely ridiculous. Some people say, why don't you just sue them? Well, I can. And the attorney will get really fat. And I'll probably lose. Because they have the right. Sadly. Not fair. My question is, where are the very wealthy conservatives that need to have a platform that competes? Now, a lot of people are saying, Steve, join Parler. I did. It sucks. I'm just not into Parler. So if we're going to compete out there as conservatives that welcome all speech, then we really need to do it right. So maybe there's someone in this audience that has tons of dough and is willing to take on Facebook with an alternative. Steve Sanchez, 702-257-5396. Top of the hour news is next. And you're going to definitely want to hang out for hour number two. Don't go away.